Words That Move, your companion on your journey to unlock your full potential, achieve your dreams, and become the best version of yourself. Through motivational speeches, personal stories, and practical tips, we're here to fuel your ambition and remind you that the power to create your reality lies within. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
In order for a man to gain his life, he must lose his life. So you've got to be willing to die to who you are now, to give birth to who you are to become.
So the question you have to ask yourself is, who am I? Where am I going? What do I want to accomplish? Three major areas of goals that you have to think about. The first is your personal and your family goals. These are the reasons why you're alive. What do you want to accomplish for yourself and for your family? Write them down. Define them clearly. The second set of goals that you have to ask is your business, your career, your financial, your material goals. What is it that you want to accomplish in the external world? Where do you want to make your contribution? The third type of goals you have to ask about are your self-development goals. And in my estimation, your ability and your willingness and your tenaciousness in developing yourself is the key to accomplishing everything else.
No way you lose when you go after a dream. You don't. It always leads to something better. Always. The responsible thing to do is to listen to your heart. It wasn't hard to work at the shitty job because I was always thinking about the exciting job I was going to do afterwards. And every night that I just went up on stage, and if it just went moderately okay, I couldn't believe it. Have you ever had that level of excitement doing any other job? That's what it's like when you go after a dream job. So nothing is worse than not going after it.
And so many of us, we're afraid of the silence. We're afraid to be alone. We're afraid because we know the voice in our head when we're alone is one that doesn't lift us up but brings us down. And it might seem dark, and it will be cold, and you'll be lonely. But I promise, as you work through that cold and dark place, you will find who you are. You will find your voice. You'll understand who you are when there's no support around you, because I hate to break it to you, that's going to happen on this path to growth and this path to success.
The truth is, you gotta find something within. You gotta find something within, and that's gotta push you, and that's gotta elevate you, and that's gotta drive you, and that's gotta move you. And when you find out what your why is, when you find your why, you don't hit snooze no more. When you find your why, you find a way to make it happen.
This is not the end. This is your new beginning. You have the power to change your story. No one and no obstacle can take that away from you.
Nobody's coming along to fix your problems for you. Nobody's going to wake up tomorrow and go out of their way to come up with some sort of master plan as to how you can be saved from your reality. The fact of the matter is, people are wrapped up in their own life. They got stuff going on. They've got problems of their own that they're trying to solve. And you know what they're not doing? Asking how you can fix it. So instead of sitting around waiting for someone to come save you, figure out how to save yourself.
What if life wasn't about happiness? What if life is about experiencing every aspect and every emotion that life has? Wouldn't you want to experience the full set and range of emotions that life has to offer you? The sadness, the heartbreaks, the joy.
Morfati, which means love of fate. And it basically means love everything that happens to you as a way of learning and as a way of toughening yourself. Life involves pain. Life involves loss. The people that you know are going to die. You're going to get ill. You're going to have terrible things happen to you. People are going to screw you. Bad things are going to happen. That is life. That's what life is about. That's what any animals had to deal with. That's what you have to deal with. If you complain and you wish things were otherwise, that means that you don't love life. You don't like life. It's you don't accept it. Be the opposite. Accept everything that happens and find a way to love it and see the purpose behind it.
Here's a habit that I do. Maybe it might be of some value to you. I get up in the morning and I start writing what great ideas that I can think of today that can improve me and that will enable me to reach my goal. And I just let my mind flow. Sometimes I write 15, 20 ideas. Some days it's more difficult than others. One idea can change your life. One idea can turn your life around. Deciding that you're going to focus to develop your skills. A guy was the new owner of a baseball team that was in the basement of the league when he took it over. He went to the pitcher and he said, "What is your best throw?" He said, "Well, I got a good curveball and I've got a good fastball." And he went on talking about his different throws. He said, "But tell me this, what is your best throw?" He thought for a moment. He said, "I've got a good fastball." He said, "That's all I want you to work on. Nothing else. Just develop your fastball." The next year, they went to the World Series. Most people don't know where their fastball is. Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents. They have skills and abilities, but if you don't nurture them, if you don't develop them, they will never serve you. Your gifts can take you many places if you develop your gifts. Most of us don't like to do those things that come easy to us. I've always loved to talk to people. I decided, taking this advice, to develop my skills as a speaker. And my gift has developed and it developed and has taken me many places. You have something that you brought to the universe, and that if you decide that my life deserves my developing this, what I do well, and becoming the best at it and mastering myself and seeing what I have within me, if you decide to drop your buckets where you are and develop your gifts, I grant you, you'll never ever be without. I grant you that your gifts will take you places that will literally amaze you. I grant you that if you begin to work to develop your gifts, you'll develop a strong sense of happiness. You'll get a larger vision of yourself, because part of beginning to get a larger vision of yourself, all of us need some area of our lives where we can have a feeling of competence. That people know when they think about this area, that's something you do. That you eat and sleep that. And that you do that, you do that, and people know it, and you know it, and you know that you know that you know this. If you don't know anything else, you know this. Can you tell I know what I'm doing? Oh, hello. You know this. So you've got to work on it. When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character to concentrate, to read, to digest information. If you decide, any particular area that you're concerned about, to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to read one book a month in that area, in 5 years, you'll be among the top 5% experts in the world. If you decide that area that you love, that you are going to master that particular area, in this era of accelerated change, overwhelming complexity, and tremendous competition, as you begin to develop and expand your skills and your talents and your vision of yourself, you will always be in control of your destiny.
The first and most important success quality was defined as common sense. It is said that the average person has an enormous amount of common sense because he or she hasn't used any of it yet. Common sense seems to be something that a person accumulates as the result of experience over a long period of time. Common sense was defined by the participants in this survey as the ability to cut to the core of a matter, to recognize and deal with the essential elements of a problem or a situation, rather than getting sidetracked by smaller issues or symptoms. Another definition of common sense was the ability to learn from experience and then to apply those lessons to subsequent experiences. Common sense was seen as a core quality that enabled a person to become increasingly more effective over time. Perhaps another word for common sense is wisdom. Aristotle once defined wisdom as an equal combination of experience plus reflection. He suggested that you need to, first, have the experience, and second, Take an equal amount of time to think about what happened to you and what you could learn from it. You are far, far wiser than you know. In fact, based on your experience, you probably have the ability to be far more effective than you are just by applying what you have already learned. The problem for most people is that they simply do not take enough time for reflection. They do not take the time to sit, write, think, and dialogue with others about their experiences. Socrates once said that we only learn something by dialoguing about it. You only really understand something to the degree to which you can discuss it with others or explain it to a third party. Your ability to translate your experience into words, which only comes through thinking and reflection, is essential for your growth in wisdom and common sense. I would add one more ingredient to Aristotle's definition of wisdom, and that would be knowledge. Wisdom comes from equal parts knowledge, experience, and reflection. First you learn, then you practice what you learn, then you take time to think about what happened. When you turn off the television or radio, or put down the newspaper, and begin spending more time talking and thinking about what has happened to you, you begin to grow at an exponential rate. Perhaps the two best questions I have learned for personal growth are these. After every experience, successful or unsuccessful, stop and do an instant replay of the experience, preferably on paper. And ask yourself first, what did I do, right? And second, what would I do differently? If you take a piece of paper and write at the top of the page, what did I do right? And then write down every single part of the experience that you did correctly. You will be accelerating your development of common sense. By analyzing your immediate past performance like football players do on video, you will find yourself improving at a rapid rate. The very fact that you take time to reflect will cause you to improve in the areas you pay attention to. When you ask, what would I do differently? You begin to see all kinds of possibilities for improvement. The wonderful thing about these two questions is that the answers to both are positive and constructive. And when you dwell on the positive, constructive parts of your performance, present and future, these ideas sink deeper into your subconscious mind and program you to act in a manner consistent with that information. The second quality for success and self-confidence that came out of the study was that of expertise. Most successful, happy men and women are very good at what they do, and they know they are very good at what they do. And they know they are very good. They have learned and practiced and reflected and gotten better and better until they are recognized by their peers as being among the very best in their fields. This feeling of being the best is an absolute prerequisite for deep and lasting self-confidence. The third quality identified in the study was that of self-reliance. Men and women who are respected by others tend to look primarily to themselves for the answers to their questions and for the solutions to their problems. They are highly self-responsible. They do not blame others or make excuses when things go wrong. They regard themselves as the primary creative forces in their own lives. They volunteer for tough assignments and they are willing to take charge when something needs to be done.
It is one of the strange ironies of this strange life that those who work the hardest, who subject themselves to the strictest discipline, who give up certain pleasurable things in order to achieve a goal, are the happiest. When you see 20 or 30 people line up for a distance race in some meet, don't pity them, don't feel sorry for them. Better envy them instead. Or a person who has never tested their self-discipline over a long period of time. It's hard to believe that giving up pleasure can lead to immense happiness. Living your life the hard way makes it easier. People who voluntarily expose themselves to challenges are more capable of handling unforeseen hardships. Moreover, giving up certain pleasures, such as unhealthy food and sitting all day in front of the TV, can lead to immense improvements in one's well-being. Maintaining a healthy weight and beneficial nutritional habits doesn't just lead to physical improvements. It also affects self-esteem, reduces the risk for depression, and improves your body image. Giving up on pleasurable things, such as spending money without control, can also help you avoid crushing problems in the future. Today, it might be inconvenient that you can't spend your entire salary, but tomorrow your savings can save you from bankruptcy or pay for an urgent medical intervention. Lastly, self-discipline is in itself a manifestation of your higher being and is connected with nobler strivings. A human being, reduced to its primal form, has little ability for self-control. Operating in scarcity mode and left to its own devices, your primal brain will stuff your body until you won't be able to walk. It will make you cheat on your partner with every passing stranger. It will assume that every step outside the comfort zone is a danger, and so you'll never grow. Exerting self-control is working against the dominance of your primal brain. You forgo primal urges in order to reach bigger and more important goals or to cultivate values that are important to you. You can live your life in a way that is congruent with who you are as a deeply complex human being, not a mere animal with the ability to reason. This leads to experiencing a wide variety of experiences that life has to offer. Many of them are immensely more gratifying than merely satisfying the most basic human needs. Don't wait for tomorrow to do something you can do today. Have you been pondering starting on a new goal but are still procrastinating on it? Come up with the easiest, simplest, and quickest action you can take today to initiate momentum. If you want to stop eating sugar, eliminate all chocolate bars from your house or choose one day a week during which you won't eat sugar in any form. Take it from there, step by step. If you want to start exercising on a regular basis, do 3 push-ups and 3 squats now or any other super quick exercise. Tomorrow, do 1 more repetition. Find a more suitable workout once you establish the basic habit of some exercise, even if it's just a few push-ups a day. If you want to start saving money, take just $1 out of your wallet and put it in a jar. Yes, it won't change anything today, but if you add $1 for the next 3 months, you'll have saved $100 and established a habit of saving. There's no excuse to not take any of those simple actions now and finally break the chain of procrastination. Don't overthink it and don't obsess over the future. Take care of establishing a tiny habit today and take it from there.
Thank you for tuning in. Hit that subscribe button and follow us for more episodes of Words.Move.